Today on Real Radio.
In the midst of all of these threats and in supposed fear from the Islamic doctrines that are against Israel, isn't it interesting that Israel cannot handle the amount of immigrants that are flowing into it? People who are calling Israel their homeland, they're returning. And that's exactly what God's word would say in the last days.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, we're going to be doing something we do from time to time. I don't know, maybe a couple of times a year, having an intimate conversation with our teacher, Pastor Jack Hibbs, right here in his office. How are you doing today, Jack?
Mike, I'm doing good. And I kind of like how you're putting this, because we do it from time to time. And I'm thinking, well, it's one of those times.
Pretty timely.
What's going on in the world is amazing.
Okay, and that was my next question. What are we going to be covering, and why are we having this conversation?
Well, I think we're going to try to divide this up into 2 days of broadcasting, and even that, Mike, we don't have enough time to discuss what's happening, what we would say today, eschatologically, and that's a huge word that is replaced by another big word, prophetic. Revelation of God's word, simply this, what's happening right now in what the Bible calls the last days. All of this is laid out in Scripture. So as Bible students, we need to know what the word of God says so that we might know how to conduct ourselves and at the same time give hope to a world that is frankly scared to death right now.
Okay, I've got lots of questions. I know our listeners do. I hope that we cover the kinds of questions that they want to hear the answers to. But we need to lay down some foundation. We're talking about the Middle East and, of course, Israel. So tell us why this is important to Israel and prophecy and the things you just mentioned.
Well, first of all, it's very interesting to use the word foundations. If you think about the Middle East and what is considered most recent history, when I say most recent history, I'm talking, Mike, in the last, say, 60 to 100 years. If you look back, say, 60 to 100 years, even before that, up until, frankly, Israel became a nation again, the Middle East was barely on anyone's map. Yeah. It was a barren, nomadic wasteland, frankly, really worth nothing. Oil had not yet been discovered. Mm-hmm. And it was another world, maybe romantic in some ways in the sense of producing a Lawrence of Arabia type film, right, or that kind of a thought. Yeah. But on May 14th, 1948, that one day, Mike, changed everything for the entire world. That's and in right. fact, that day is very much responsible for the day that you and I are sitting here right now. And that is that Israel became a nation again in one day, exactly as the word of God said would happen. Israel, by U.S. support and U.N. vote, May 14th, 1948, they became a nation. And on May 15th, in less than 24 hours, Israel was under attack by its surrounding instantaneous enemies to the fact of it being a nation. And it's interesting, Mike, because from that very day of Israel becoming a nation again, the increase of war, the rumors of war, and the desire for nations to exterminate the Jews has been intensifying. Of course, you think of Adolf Hitler, how he attempted to do all that in the early 40s. But that mantra, Mike, has not gone away. In fact, it's intensified most recently, of course, not only in the Muslim world, but the Islamic Republic of Iran and that government now prophesying, saying for all of us to be watching, for at any moment Israel will be removed off the face of the earth. That doesn't bode well with God. And maybe today we can talk about why that's such a touchy issue.
Why don't we begin there? Why does Ahmadinejad and others say that Israel needs to be bulldozed into the Mediterranean? She has not the right to exist.
Well, I want to preface my answer by first of all laying out this challenge. If our listening audience would take the time to match Israel's existence against world empires, they might be quite surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because, well, first of all, God says, these are my people. They're his chosen people. And the Bible says in very specific detail that this is the promised land. And it's laid out. And Mike, off microphone, you said it very well. Boy, if the whole world knew what God had promised to Israel by way of landscape and geography, they would be really upset, because the size of Israel, according to God, is massive. I mean, it goes all the way north and east out to the Euphrates and the Tigris River.
That's a lot of real estate.
That's a lot of backyard. And somebody might say, well, that's horrible to say. You know, what gives you that right? Well, I didn't say it. Mike, you didn't say it. God says it in his word. And so, having said that, there has been a demonic spirit that is against not only the Messiah, my goodness, we get this from Genesis all the way through to the book of Revelation, for Israel, her ability to produce a Messiah to be brought under attack. Mm-hmm. The young of Israel were killed more than once. You have it at, of course, the wonderful Christmas story, but you've got it in Egypt, ongoing, the extermination of the Jews. What drives this? What drives an anti-Semitic worldview is none other than a demonic spirit to eradicate a people who God says, I've chosen. And that is very critical. Now we are here at this moment in time where the Middle East is all but ablaze with this fervency to, A, destroy Israel, while at the same time, Mike, saying, we want to embrace democracy and freedom. We believe in freedom. If you believed in democracy and freedom, then why would you want to exterminate the Jews and abolish the Israeli or the Jewish state? The answer is simply this. It has nothing to do with democracy. It has to do with a demonic doctrine. Satan knows the Bible better than any of us. He's been around a long time, and he can read. And our Bibles tell us that Jesus will return to a place. In fact, the Bible, Old and New Testament, tells us, Mike, that his foot is going to step upon the Mount of Olives.
That's right.
The Mount of Olives is in Israel. The Bible says that the Messiah will come to Israel. In fact, the same Bible says that the Messiah will come to the Mount of Olives, to the people of Israel, to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And the Bible makes it very clear that Jerusalem in the last days is sitting in the land of Israel. The scriptures tell us in Isaiah chapter 49, for example, and Joel chapter 3, and Amos chapter 9, among many other portions of scripture, that in the last days, for the final time, mind you, God says, I will gather my people from all corners of the earth and bring them back into the land. And the interesting thing is, if somebody wants to kind of spiritualize that, to try to explain that reality away, well, they've got a problem, because the Bible tells us in the book of Joel chapter 3, God gives the reasons why. He says, I'm going to bring my people who have been scattered throughout all the nations of the world. In the last days, I'll reestablish them in their land. They're going to plant vineyards. They're going to drink wine from those vineyards. And they're going to have their own existence again. And the Lord says, I'm then going to enter into judgment with all the nations of the world who have sought to divide up my land and to cast out my people. Mike, this is like reading today's New York Times.
Yeah, I was going to say Time Magazine. In other words, Scripture is being fulfilled before our very eyes?
I hesitate to answer for this reason. It would take me some time to gather all the Scriptures that are currently being fulfilled before our eyes. You've got the nation of Israel being reestablished. Mike, we've got in the news even this morning that the Israelis are being warned by the United Nations, warned by our own administration right now, mm-hmm. to stop building, stop making homes and dwellings for those who are immigrating to Israel. And therein is an interesting thing. In the midst of all of these threats and in supposed fear from the Islamic doctrines that are against Israel, isn't it interesting that Israel cannot handle the amount of immigrants that are flowing into it, people who are calling Israel their homeland,
their home.
They're returning,
yeah.
And that's exactly what God's word would say in the last days. So that is certainly a couple of situations right there, not to mention, although maybe we'll mention it, Mike, the gathering storm of nations around Israel right now with Russian assistance, Russian military hardware, exactly as Ezekiel 38 and 39 speaks about. Wow. And by the way, those nations mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 38, every one of those nations, without exception, are mentioned specifically. There's only a few of them. There's a cluster. It's not a global, it's not a worldwide coalition of nations.
It's that part of the world.
Exactly. It's located and regionalized in that area, and every nation mentioned are Islamic nations today. And I want to be careful, Mike, not to say Arab nations, because
that's the word we hear everywhere.
I know.
These are Arab neighbors, Arab nations, and the Arab people.
I think that's a media spin.
Yeah, it's not accurate. We're talking about Islam, correct?
We're talking Islam. We're talking the doctrine of Islam and the hadiths of Islam, which, Mike, you know, is just as sacred to the Muslim as the Quran.
Yeah, most people don't know that.
They don't realize the Quran. Yeah,
you can't have one without the other.
Exactly. They don't realize that. And the hadiths call for the extermination of well, frankly, not only the Saturday people, the Jew, but the Sunday people, the Christian. This is jihad. Mm-hmm. It's well underway. I know Americans don't want to hear that. It is well underway. In fact, it is reaching a climax. The Islamic agenda is to force that. We know that the president of Iran has clearly said that Allah has visited him and given him a revelation that he is the gifted one of Iran to bring about this amazing, fiery, horrible situation in the Middle East, which according to Islamic doctrine, will then usher in the return of the Mahdi, or the savior of the world, which is, if you look at Islamic doctrine, boy, I tell you, as a Christian, it's very tragic for them, because who they describe is none other than the Antichrist revealed in the Bible. Completely different guy altogether.
Now, just to be clear, you say Allah, and they say Allah. They also use the term or the name God interchangeably with Allah. So, yeah. Just to be sure, Allah and Yahweh of Scripture, the God of Israel, who is creator of all, are not one and the same?
Oh, my goodness. How can I stress it enough? Absolutely beyond opposites, if that's even possible.
Okay.
You're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who says of himself that he is the Lord, that he is Yahweh. You said it right. The Tetragrammaton, his name, Yah. He says in the book of Isaiah, my name is Yah. He gives us his name.
That's right.
And the word, the Bible says that he is the Lord God. That word is, when you see capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, he says, my name is Yah, I am God. So what a lot of our listeners may not realize is, if you were to ask a Muslim, what is the name of your God? Most Muslims don't know. They'll say Allah, when in reality, Allah is simply Arabic for the title God. See, they don't know the name of their God. And if you look at 1 Kings chapter 17, chapter 18, and you read that, you've got it being played out all over again. You've got Elijah on Mount Carmel. He's there in the name of the Lord, Yah, and he's challenging the prophets of Baal, and the false doctrine of the pagan gods, by the way, which are rooted in ancient Babylonianism, which, by the way, the logo for Islam is the crescent moon.
That's right.
Which was the chief god of the 360 gods of ancient Babylonian worship. And Allah, God of Islam, is none other than the moon god of ancient Babylon. That's why it's their logo. We're right back again at Mount Carmel. It's all over again. You've got a host of prophets yelling, screaming, shouting, even cutting themselves, trying to get their God to intervene, while you've got one lone man of God simply resting, simply trusting in Yah, his God. Big difference.
So this explains why the Ahmadinejads and others of the Islamic world want to get rid of Israel.
They, no doubt, have justified their hatred for the Jewish people. I have no doubt that they've justified this. But little do they know that it is a demonic source. Jesus said in the last days there'd be great deception. I believe that this is the greatest deception right now on the face of the globe. How do I know? Because what backs that up is seemingly normal, Western, peace-loving, stable people out of nowhere will defend the antics of violent jihadists, even giving them constitutional rights from a Judeo-Christian worldview, in the name of sanity. When you think about it, I see people who would normally be very rational being deceived in going along with this global jihadist menu.
Okay, now, you have mentioned the D word. They're calling this a great day for democracy.
Well, Mike, first of all, I'm really happy that you asked that question. But
well, we're not going to get political correctness here on this
show. No,
we
can't. We can't do that. We got to speak the truth. And
that's
here's
right.
If people remember from Algeria, of course, Libya is in the mix. You've got Egypt, Jordan, Somalia. Now we have Oman. Issues going on there as well. Bahrain. This uprising is spreading. Immediately, Mike, almost instantaneously, all of a sudden, the world media, led predominantly by CNN and BBC, Al Jazeera, they didn't know exactly what was happening, but this they knew for sure, and it was broadcast almost instantly, that democracy and freedom and liberty has come to the Middle East, and it's spreading. What you didn't hear was the groundwork that the Muslim Brotherhood had been laying for over 3 years in Algeria, in Egypt, and in all these other countries involved, that the Muslim Brotherhood, which if you take the activities of Islam worldwide, you have a division, a department, Mike, you have a group that operates in a certain area. That area is headed up by the Muslim Brotherhood. This grassroots network of Twitter, Facebook, which incited all of this, we know for a fact that that has been well organized. The Muslim Brotherhood is not known for democracy. The Muslim Brotherhood, in fact, is known better for uprisings. And interestingly enough, so far to date, Mike, as you and I sit here, and this is historically accurate as well. What's happening is a stirring up of the disgruntled anger and fear and poverty of people in the name of democracy.
So that part is true.
Sure, and I'll explain why in a moment.
All right.
Stir them up, show them, tell them, remind them of how disgruntled they are and how terrible the situation is. And Mike, in many of those situations, there are terrible situations.
Yes, they are.
But what I'm saying is the mask needs to be pulled off, certainly by those in the West, understanding that this is a well-organized event. This is not a tremendous spread of democracy, not by those who are outside the camera shot. This is well-planned. This is part of the jihad movement in the Middle East with target number one is oil. Strangle off the oil flow to the West, to the United States, and Israel will become easy pickings because Israel will not have U.S. support. It will not have Western support. Why? Because the West will be preoccupied with its own economic existence when oil is strangled out of either Hormuz or Suez Canal. The goal is oil. The goal is oil. The target is the dismemberment politically, economically, of the United States from Israel, because the true target is Israel itself, as we talked about earlier. Here's what I'm saying. Someone might say, but Pastor Jack, all these sweet people in front of the camera crying and wanting freedom. I do not deny that.
Mm-hmm.
What we know from intelligence sources, information gathering sources, is that the Muslim Brotherhood is happily prostituting these people in front of the camera with their true emotions and desires, mind you, for democracy and freedom, all the while knowing we'll put those people in front of the camera. It plays great out in the West.
Sure.
They're real suckers for that victory sign, and we want democracy and freedom, while all the while we will step into the massive political void that is always left when a dictator is removed. Notice that, Mike. And what do we see happening right now? Exactly that in Egypt, as you and I speak on this particular day. What is happening is an overthrow of nations that are politically or economically advantageous for Islamic jihad against the West, with Israel as the target.
You talked about the Muslim Brotherhood. Could you define who they are? And in fact, are we getting a proper spin from the mainstream media on who they are?
Yeah, well, I think you know the answer. Although I must say that on certain news sources, we're starting to hear more and more about what the Muslim Brotherhood really is. Muslim Brotherhood has been around for decades. It has its very charter, its very founding is with the expanse or the expansion of Islam at the cost of the destruction of Israel. In the United States, we don't often think or hear of the Muslim Brotherhood in those terms. But the Muslim Brotherhood, there's a group in America that answers to the Muslim Brotherhood that maybe everyone who's gone to college or university campus for sure in America has seen or heard from, and that is the Muslim Student Association, the MSA. The MSA is on every college university campus in America.
Well, they're all over the place.
And our listeners need to find out in their own community, is this group at work at your school? And I guarantee you they are. And you say, what's the problem? The problem is, go listen to what they're saying. I've been there. And it is death to Israel, death to America even. Mike, we were on the university campus not too long ago, and they had American flags out at their table, and they had the crescent moon around every 50 stars of the United States flag, and they had a depiction of the U.S. Capitol building, and the dome of the U.S. Capitol had been turned into a mosque in the sense that at the top
was the crescent moon.
The crescent moon at the top. This is Islamic agenda. This is not a little thing.
Yeah.
This is Islamic agenda. And if anyone knows a Muslim, the Muslim is allowed to deny that truth, by the way. They're allowed to deny it to your face, mm-hmm. all the while knowing.
The doctrine of al-Takiyya.
Absolutely. And they are forbidden to assimilate into our culture. Forbidden. Mm. Somebody might say, well, they're a Muslim that has been westernized. No, what you're actually saying is, they may have been familiar with Islam, and if they truly have been westernized, they've actually departed from Islam. But if they're really going to be true to Islam, they cannot hold to a Judeo-Christian constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, because all that was founded upon the Judeo-Christian Bible.
Which they are against.
100%.
Is there something that our listener can get a hold of? You talked about the Get Ready series. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, we wound up a little while ago putting together a series that takes teachings that happen, Mike, kind of like what's going on now. If it is of biblical relevance, then we break away from our Sunday morning teaching and do yet another edition of the Get Ready series. And so with all that's happening in the world of late, we've been having to do it quite often. And so all of our listeners could go online to realradioactive.org, and there just follow the instructions. They can click on and go to the Get Ready series, and you're going to hear not only just messages from me, but you're going to be super blessed to hear from our most recent guest here, and that would be, for example, Dr. Ed Heinsohn, a tremendous man, author, scholar and professor from Liberty University on Bible prophecy, and then General William Boykin, mm-hmm. Who's extremely in touch with what's going on in the Middle East. He's got great connections, and there are various teachings there that our listeners can really have a great time availing themselves of the most recent happenings of what's going on in the Middle East.
Okay, what is the website again?
RealRadioactive.org. RealRadioactive.org. You can get teachings on this topic and many others just by going there and finding out, Mike, what's happening in your church.
Okay, RealRadioactive.org. And, of course, our telephone number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO.
Inside, you shine. amidst this broken daylight.
This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.